and we are Quixie 98.3. Tomorrow, tune in and we will talk about Peeps. We will talk about Easter. We will talk about Easter traditions, foods you enjoyed growing up, and, you know, some things that your family enjoy when they would gather at that very special holiday.
Yes.
It's not about the candy and the buns.
No,
we know what it's really
not.
About. You know,
it's so much more than that.
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus. You know, that it's really, really about that. But
yes, because we would have nothing otherwise.
And, you know, when I was a kid, we always got nice, like, new shoes or, you know, a new shirt to wear to church. But as I've gotten older, I've gone the other way. And our church and a lot of other churches do a thing called Forget the Frock.
Yes.
And you buy this T-shirt and you wear the T-shirt.
Yeah.
And then that money that you gave goes to support a charity.
And, you know, there are still churches that are very traditional
sure.
with their approach. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, however you decide to do it. And maybe you're going to worship from home this
weekend. Will be. I'll be doing couch church.
And but there are churches that are thinking outside the box to make this time where you can still be socially distant, but you could still go to church. You can go on different days. So check with the churches. You know, if you don't have a church, just, you know, look up churches in the area and see what kind of services they have available, because this is an important time. And even if you don't go to church on a regular basis, you know, if you're one of those people that it's really important to go on Easter and Christmas, that's okay, because you're still going to learn and seeds can be planted. So,
well, we went last night, Donna and I, to First Christian, which is our home church, and they have Stations of the Cross set up, and it's something they do every year. And normally you have clothed actors in period costumes that will talk to you in first person and recount watching Jesus as, you know, the hours led up to him being arrested, his trial, and then ultimately his crucifixion. And you get from people who were with him, people who were eyewitnesses in the crowd, biblical characters, things like that. And it's very moving. Well, because of social distancing, they had to rethink the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So all the staging is set up. All the props are there. But instead of talking to people and getting a first-person account face-to-face, everything is played back through headphones.
Oh, that's so cool.
Okay, well, we have smartphones. We own our own earbuds. So all we had to do was take a picture of the QR code, took us right to the link, and then we walked through, and at the very end, we got communion, and we got to pray, and it was a very, very touching. And in a weird way, I actually kind of preferred it, because even though Donna and I went through it together, with the headphones on, I was isolated. I was in my own time.
Oh, yeah.
And I was able to experience one-on-one these biblical moments in my own space.
That is so cool.
And we were together, but we were each in our own space in our own worship. It was really quite moving.
That's
so
interesting. God can work through all of that.
As we were leaving, we were like, I know when the pandemic's over, y'all gonna bring the actors back. I kind of wish you wouldn't. I kind of like the audio tour. It was really, really nice. So then you're thinking, well, not everybody has a smartphone. Not everybody has earbuds. They bought a whole bunch of audio players. They have the audio loaded, and they have disposable earbuds. So if you want to go to First Christian and go through this, it's absolutely free. Go to the website, give them a call, Stations of the Cross. Really, really moving experience. Great way to experience the Easter story. And it's socially distant and safe.